Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It's March 3rd, and if you follow me on a regular basis, this is the time of month when I release a prophetic word for the month of March and beyond. This is a fresh word that's going to help open the heavens over you for the coming season. The prophetic word for March is called, God is opening your eyes and ears, but way more than that. If you're joining me live on social media, welcome. You can post some things out there. Facebook, The Doug Addison. Twitter, Instagram, Doug T. Addison. YouTube, thanks for joining me, Doug Addison, on there as well. And if you're on my website, DougAddison.com, you can chat in your questions. The IC team, Inlight Connection team's on there. We gather the questions. In fact, I'm going to do a Q&A at the end. Powerful time. Be sure to grab my daily prophetic words in case you haven't done it. Let's get going. Lots to cover. Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing, for your goodness. Lord, we ask that you would release this. Release this word. I just feel like everything's in a catapult season. It's like a slingshot we've been in. You pull back and about to get to propel forward in this new season. So we pray for the anointing to flow right now. We push back every power of darkness, try to stand against what the Lord is doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, March is a release of new assignments and instructions that are going to unfold over the next few months. Habakkuk 2:2 is the best way to say it. The Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make plain on tablets so that they may read it, may run. So the Lord says, be prepared to write down what I'm speaking to you right now. Watch for dreams and visions to increase as we're entering into a season of Passover. Now that's March 27th. Through April 4th, and then April 4th is also Resurrection Sunday, a.k.a. Easter, whatever you call it. But this is a powerful time. It's a strategic season to hear the voice of God. So get ready for a Passover revelation. It allows us to pass over into the new season. It's not just Passover in the sense of that holiday, but it's the word Passover is what I keep hearing. The Jewish holiday of Passover, though, reminds us of God's greatness, how he gave Moses the plan to get the enemy to pass over. The destruction spirit of death passed over them. This month is a releasing of the prophetic Passover strategies for you. So there's going to be some sudden turnarounds. I saw it happen. I'm seeing it in my own life, my own ministry. We're seeing beneath the surface right now. And the Lord's bringing a healing. It's called hope deferred. It's actually found in Proverbs 13:12. I want to read it in the message. Unrelenting disappointments can leave your heart sick, but a sudden good break can turn life around. The Lord is healing broken hearts and discouragement right now, especially those who felt disappointed in their ability to hear the Lord accurately, or maybe been concerned about wondering if you can trust the ability to hear God. Maybe this, you know, words released here and there that didn't come about. I say this, hey, just move forward, you know. And God is going to have us push through this time of discouragement, get healed of disappointments. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Don't kill the prophets. We still need the ability to hear the voice of God. And the Lord is making a way for you right now. He's giving you a breakthrough. We're about to see this. He's going to meet you on the other side of this cloud of obscurity. There's a cloud right now. Just go forward. Another version of Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. So the Lord's going to begin to work in you. He's breaking off hope deferred, disappointments, hopelessness, and he's releasing the tree of life. Now, there's a powerful part of this. Over the next month, especially, the thing I was seeing is the Lord says, I'm going to open spiritual eyes and ears. And I'm going to give you a heart that understands. Eyes that see, ears that hear, and a heart that understand. This is found in Matthew 13, 16. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Expect to get deep revelation into your situation around you or understanding. Expect to see releases, greater ability to hear the Lord in the spiritual realm. He's healing attacks of the enemy right now. And let's look at this a little deeper, this Matthew 13 here. You want to write this down and go back and look at this. Matthew 13, 13, 14, and 15. This is when Jesus, he's talking about, they ask him, why do you speak in parables? It's kind of like a hidden language. He said this about this. He says that the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, the mysteries, the secrets and the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you, but not to them. And then he goes on to say this in verse 14 and 15. He said, but you will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You'll be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's hearts have become callous. They hardly hear with their ears, and they've closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I will heal them. Jesus was talking about the spiritual condition. Eyes that see, and ears that hear. And the Lord is now, he said this to me, he says, I'm removing calluses, I'm removing the blocks over people's spiritual eyes. I'm going to strengthen people right now. And he's also going to give us that third thing you mentioned, the heart that understands. So the Lord is releasing the deep revelation into the mysteries. And again, I mentioned it before, it's Matthew 13:11. Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you. He's going to give you the deeper things right now. But again, it's not a blanket word for everybody. It's only the ones who will press in and ask the Lord for it and ask him to remove the blocks to get it. This is a season that we're going to receive the mysteries. And you need to pray. Again, ask him to remove the blocks. Ask him to align you. And he's also going to prepare you for Passover and then Resurrection Sunday that's going to be coming in the first weekend of April as well. So I saw the Lord removing these calluses. I saw him removing these devices. Some people have, I don't know why, but there was things just blocking people from hearing the Lord, and he's also healing hearts that you can understand. So Lord, we pray to activate this. Give us the eyes to see. Remove the calluses. Remove the blocks from our ears. Remove anything over our heart that keeps us from understanding in Jesus' name. And you can ask the Lord for a Passover strategy between now and actually every year. This time, the Jewish holiday, Passover, we're no longer under the law, but God still operates on the Jewish calendar. He operates on any calendar you'll pay attention to, basically. But he is operating right now. So Passover to Pentecost, the Lord releases strategies or solutions. That's a 50-day period that's available to you. And Passover in 2021 begins the evening of Saturday, March 27th, and it ends the evening of April 4th, which is Easter or Resurrection Sunday. So take note, you guys are going to be doing something that week. Write this at your calendar and get ready for it. Isaiah 31:5, the Almighty will shield Jerusalem, and he will shield and deliver it, and he will pass over it and rescue it. That's Isaiah 31:5 is the best thing I can tell you. To people say, where's that in the Bible? To everything. Well, what I'm talking about with this Passover strategy about this is found in Isaiah 31:5. And he's going to give you this strategy. He's going to protect you during this time. We are at a time that we need protection. We need this. A significant part of Passover is when God gave Moses the strategy. You know, he was trying to break free of Egypt. The Lord was sending disasters upon the Egyptians, and he gave the Israelites the strategy that caused the disaster to pass over their houses. So Exodus 11 and 12, bring you up to speed really quick on history. When uncertain times come, whether it's economic, spiritual, environmental, personal attacks, pandemic, whatever, against your family, against your health, finances, God will indeed reveal strategies that will allow you to receive a blessing in the midst of the difficult times. An example is Genesis 26:12, when Isaac planted his crops in the famine, and he reaped a hundredfold. Genesis 41, God gave the strategy through Joseph to bless an entire nation and save their lives. It was a Passover type of strategy. It didn't happen at Passover, but you're getting what I'm saying now? He will give you. What is it that you need? Provision and providing for others. And you're going to go now. We need to move from surviving to thriving. So now I just want to really just release this right now. Lord, you've been doing this with me every year. So this year I feel it's a really strong time because we need it. We're in the midst of the pandemic right now. We're in the midst of fires, floods, and earthquakes and weird stuff going down. So we ask, Lord, give us the Passover strategy. Give us what we need to do, some steps that we can take to get through this time, to align us with what you have coming in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God is actually revealing and healing more. And I want to go a little deeper on this. This month, the Lord is going to start to reveal and heal connections that you might have to three things. He's getting us ready. These are three things that will stop you from getting the blessing to getting the breakthrough. The first one, I'll just name all three, and I'll go into it, is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The second is twisted vines. This is having the truth mixed with deception or false things. And the third is logic over the Lord. And I'm going to be unpacking this a little bit more this month, but right now I'm just going to give you some quick teachings on this to help you get through. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, we find this in Genesis chapter 3, and we see the tree of life, which provided spiritual connection to the Lord. And we also saw the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which contained the fruit that they weren't supposed to eat. And I'm going to just jump right in here because there's something in this for you. Genesis 3, 2 through 5, the woman said to Satan, the serpent, "We may eat of any of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but God did say you must not eat from the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil," which was in the middle of the garden. Self-centeredness, get it? It's prophetic. "But you must not touch or you will die." Then Satan says, "You won't surely die." He said that to her. "For God knows that when you eat it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good from evil." Well, guess what? Satan's a liar. He told him that her eyes would be opened if she ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The truth is their eyes were closed after that spiritually to the spiritual realm. And notice, you'll be like God. That's a lot of the type of teachings today, is that, you know, that you can become God's, you know, that type of thing. That's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But don't think it's just New Age like that. You can actually be taken part of it just with worldly understanding. And so let me bring it into the New Testament. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, we're talking about closing our eyes here, because the tree of the knowledge of good and evil closes our eyes spiritually. Then in 2 Corinthians 4:4, "The God of this age blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel, who is the image of God." So there's people today, the God of this age. Have you heard that? That's the God of this age. And a lot of it, some of it's in the church even, you know, and people who are taking part of this, they don't realize it. The characteristics of it is pride and self-centeredness. It's knowledge of the world or mind based over the spirit of the Lord. It's soul. And the soul basically is the mind, the will, and the emotions, whereas the spirit is your connection to the Lord through the Holy Spirit. So we can actually be eating or gleaning from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, might not realize it. And that condition closes your eyes to the spirit. Now, if you haven't heard the Lord, you haven't heard the voice of the Lord, maybe you think that shut down and you stop dreaming. Let's just break this right now. Lord, we break every connection to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We break every connection to anything that Paul talked about in 2 Corinthians 4:4, that the God of this age has blinded the minds or our eyes so that we cannot see the light of the gospel. We ask now, Lord, that you would remove this. If we've done anything knowingly or unknowingly, we repent. We ask that you would open our eyes now and so that we can see in Jesus' name. Now, that will take effect. I tell you, you watch. Press in on this. You'll start seeing dreams. You'll start noticing stuff. This will wake you up. You'll want to go through this again or share it with someone. All right, next one, that was number two, was the twisted vine. Now, this is twisted truth, which is truth mixed with deception. And Jesus talks about it in John 15. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser, and every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to bear more fruit. So the Lord is pruning away our beliefs and teachings right now. This is the season that's getting all the stuff out of us that's not biblically based. And don't be surprised if you start noticing these things. Most people think about these verses and they think about the pruning, which is like, you know, oh man, the Lord's going to prune me, you know, of everything I like or do. This is not the season for that type of pruning. This is a season where he's pruning the twisted vine. He's cutting off the things that have twisted truth. Now notice it's twisted with truth. That could be Bible verses used out of context, out of season, you know, and they wouldn't be for this season. So it's important, especially in financial strategies, that you get cleansed of these things so that God can bless you, give you the strategies, and it won't be, you know, tainted in any way. The twisted vines have elements of truth. They could have Bible verses, and a lot of times people use things like, I'll go give a prophetic word and someone will pull out, you know, there's a verse about prophecy, you know, and about false prophets. And they're assuming every prophet is false because this Old Testament verse about false prophets. That's a twisted vine. There's something like that. You know what I mean? It could be the element of the truth using the Bible, but it's not the heart of God for this season. So twisted vines have elements of the truth, and God is purging us this month. And again, I'm going to go into this a little bit more in a bit over this month on Spirit Connection. So tune back in. And the third one is logic over the Lord. Oh boy, this is a big one. The Lord is cleansing our ungodly or worldly wisdom that affects our decision making. Sometimes we think logically, a lot of times, we're thinking logically. I saw this in my life. I was trying to make a decision on whether to buy or rent a house. So logically, we had the money and everything. Logically, everyone's telling us, oh man, buy over rent. Why are you trying to throw away your money, you know? But at the same time, when I was reaching out for advice, I didn't want logic. I wanted the Lord. I wanted to know what I needed for this season. And I wanted the wisdom of the Lord. And especially if you're going to do something major, you don't want to be locked down, like buy a house and then suddenly the Lord changes your season. You know what I mean? So the wisdom of the world can sound good and even seductive. James 3, 15 through 18. Let me unpack this here. James talks about the wisdom of the world does not descend from above or from heaven, but earthly. It's sensual. Ooh, it's demonic. And it has things in it like self-seeking, confusion, envy, and every evil thing is there. So the wisdom of the world can be seductive, but I tell you, there's no peace. That's what he says there. It has confusion. And there's no peace in it. I always tell people the best fleece, you want to fleece, you know, from the Lord to know if something's going on, the best fleece is peace. Satan can't produce peace in situations like this. So for me, I kept getting confused and I knew I needed a peace. And so the Lord was releasing this wisdom from heaven. Now, this is the same passage, James 3, 17 now. But the wisdom from above, from heaven, is pure. It's peaceful. It's gentle. It's willing to yield. It's full of mercy. It's full of good fruits. It's without partiality. It's without hypocrisy. Now, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace, and it makes peace. So notice something. This is a gentle voice here. The wisdom of the Lord, he says, it's peaceful, it's gentle. That voice is peaceful and gentle. It's not loud, and it doesn't pump you up. So you got to listen to this. And here's how you know the Lord. You look for peace and also confusion. Sometimes we need to pull back to get wisdom. That's what I was doing. The logic says, what are you, an idiot? Buying a house, you're throwing your money away on rent. But the wisdom of the Lord was much quieter. The wisdom of the Lord would say, ah, but you're in a season to trust me on money. You're in a season right now that I want to keep you free. Now, this is not for everyone, it's for me. Out of all the people I had asked about this, three of them, and the Lord will usually use two or three people. Three people said to rent over buying and seek the Lord because the Lord was going to do something new in my life. Now, I'm not saying this is a blanket word for everybody. I'm just saying that the Lord is moving right now. And we got to be careful that we're not eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the twisted vines, that we get rid of the things of the false wisdom or the wisdom of the world. We use logic. So Lord, we break these. Reveal and heal the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Reveal and heal the twisted vines. Reveal and heal logic over the Lord. Remove all false and ungodly device and open up heaven to us. Lord, this is a time of pruning of our beliefs and values and our decisions. Give us grace. The Lord's not going to punish you in any way. He's not mad at you. Oh my goodness, He's a loving Father. He's going to gently show you. He's not coming with the hedge trimmers, You know, that's the old way of thinking of God, you know. He comes in gently. In fact, He's a gardener like roses. He says, I'm a gentle gardener. He said, would you be my gentle pruner like rose bushes where you do things gently, like not just roses, but an exotic flower that's done with gentleness. That's where we are right now. We're in a season of pruning. Lord, we pray for this prophetic word. Open it up to us. We pray, Lord, that you would give us eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts that understand. Show us if we have anything that needs to be, you know, worked with, and we pray for grace in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. Man, that's a powerful word. I've been living this word out. And just want to say, my website's DougAddison.com. And to help activate this, I do something. I do a training every month. And some people think that I actually develop my prophetic words and then do the training or something like that to sell. What I really do is, I don't remember if I develop this course I'm going to be doing this month, or got the word, or I got the word first, or sometimes it's both. I know that the Lord's doing something, so I do an online training so that we can, you know, prepare people. I think I got this, the idea, the revelation to do this training called How to Activate Seeing and Hearing in the Spirit. I got it before I got this prophetic word for the month of March. And I do this all the time, though. I want to get you really geared up and geared into what God wants to do. You know, a lot of people see me as their online pastor. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And if that's the case, if your pastor at a church would get a word for the church, then he would then begin to give the sermons. That's what I do. I get a word for people. I get a word for the world. And I begin to do the training. And I begin to release the Spirit Connection podcast with blogs, Facebook Lives, everything around that, what I see happening this month. And so this month, on Saturday, March 20th, at 10 a.m. Pacific time, we're going to be doing how to activate seeing and hearing in the Spirit. Just go to DougAddison.com/see and hear. See and hear. And we're going to be doing an early bird pricing. It's normally $37, two-hour training. And I'm going to be doing more on this so that you understand it. Because I did the seer, one of them last year. I did the seer training. Man, it was probably one of the more popular ones we did. And I thought, man, well, I need to do the seer part two at some point. And we asked the Lord about it. He says, yeah, I want you to do that, but it's more than seeing. The seer part two is seeing, hearing, understanding. It's getting the entire picture of how to operate like what I do. I'm a seer. Seers don't just see visions. We see, we know, we discern. It's all of the above. And you can do this too, because the Holy Spirit works this way. He will open up things for you, and you can operate in any gift. It's available to you. You might operate one gift more than another, but you can operate in any of them. So that's what I really feel is powerful right now. Consider giving to what we do, and you can become a partner. And we actually, like people think of as a church, we have a monthly mentoring session for all of our partners and students. And it, I tell you, we just switched over to Zoom because the team and I are prophesying every month over our partners and students. So, you know, it feels like an online, it's not like a church, but you know, that's what it feels like. It feels like, wow, we're part of a community. We have a partner coach a Facebook page and a partner coach so you can get your prayer requests. You know, you have things that I answer questions, especially once a month. I do a monthly mentoring session. So if you want to be part of that, go to DougAddison.com/give. Click on the partner part. Become a partner. Give anything. You know, we don't have a limit on that. We just give anything. You'll be part of our online mentoring process, basically. More on that later. Anyway, every month I do questions and answers, and I want to do a couple of them right now. Someone asked this. I think it was Jacqueline asked, what are the steps I can take to use my gifts to help others and bring in money for myself? Wow, it's a great thing. I've been doing this. Do side jobs. You can start a business, but it sounds too big. Why don't you just do some side jobs? That's how I started. I started with writing resumes. You can cook for people. You can fix cars. Feel free. If God allows you to do it, go ahead. And some people are guilty about earning money, but it's very biblical. You know, just don't overcharge. So there's things that you can do right now, side jobs, and charge for them. That was to help Jacqueline. Patrice asked this. I'm enrolled in online financial courses and coachings, but I'm not receiving anything more in my finances. How can I identify what's holding me back? Well, it's a little bit more complicated. There are some things, without having to go into it all, I've got a free ebook. It's called 5 Steps to Open the Heavens Over Your Finances, and it walks you through it. It has a prayer in it as well. Anybody can download it. Just go to DougAddison.com/5Steps, and it looks at the things that could be holding you back. Here's one from Cecilia. I take communion every day. Thank you very much. So do I. I fast and I pray to get a breakthrough in my business, but I still feel stagnant and desperate for financial breakthrough. What else could I do? Well, you'll need to identify the blocks. If you're giving and you're sowing and you're not reaping, well, the first thing, you can get that 5 Steps book, free book, I was just saying. But also, here's 3 Bible verses that you can decree. These are the ones that I do all the time. I take communion and I decree them. Now, there's nothing magic, but it is the Word of God, so it's power. And I'm going to tell them to you. You want to write this down and use these. But the first one is John 16:13, 1 Corinthians 2:10, and Daniel 2:22. I pray them. I'm going to pray them without the verse address. It's legal to do. Don't worry. I won't strike you down or anything. Here we go. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will only speak what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. These are the things that God has revealed to us by his Spirit. The Spirit that searches the deep things of God. He reveals deep and hidden things, and he knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells in him. Pray those. I tell you, things are going to open up for you. Here's another one. I want to cram in a couple of them really quick. Gerald said, I feel like I'm always in the wrong place. You know, opportunities are offered or scams or something. How can I really get out? I want to move into discernment of spirits, basically. You know, and I would actually do the 3 things that I showed you in this about getting rid of the twisted vine, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and logic over the Lord. I'll be teaching more on it. Consider my course right now, how to activate your seeing and hearing. We'll be talking about these things as well. Another person, last one, is Tommy. This is a really good one. I work in the healthcare field. I just found out that the vaccine will be mandatory now, or we lose our jobs. I'm wondering how God wants me to handle this. Well, you know, you have to listen to your own heart, but Jesus does say that you can drink deadly poison, and, you know, that doesn't mean you should do that. You know, he says this. He says that you can overcome all the things, you know, that the deadly snakes won't harm you. It's talking about things like this. If you're going to lose your job and you're okay with it, do the vaccine and pray over yourself. Greater is the one in you than the one in the world. All right. Well, it's been a great month and can't wait what's coming next week. So remember how to activate hearing and seeing in the spirit. It's March 20th in the early bird special, $32 until the 9th. Go to DougAddison.com/see it here. All right, everybody. Bless you. Have a great week. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.